lights are brown.
All right.
We're popping out.
That's my life.
Welcome to my nightmare with Kurt.
Buy me a beer.
And Nicole.
Very good.
And our special guests are.
You got a trip the other
dirty,
day.
Dirty fishing guys.
I earned
dirty
that.
Dirty fishing guys.
Say dirty fishing guys.
All right. We got dirty fishing guys. All the way around.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Call Yoga
You're not
going
to get in trouble.
Call Yoga Books.
You won't use Yoga Books. Don't use your last name. Just use your first names.
No.
So, all right, so our special guest.
Somebody hit me up with a story.
All right, yeah.
I got a story.
You got a story?
Yeah.
All right, what you got?
Was Yoga Books already telling you to get over here?
She won't.
Did my wife went? She went on a trip down to Jamaica with some of her girlfriends. You know, girls trip.
Yeah, like girls trip.
Yeah,
she all gonna wear bikinis and like.
Yeah,
out for
dude,
like
she got
Jamaican
back.
Guys.
You know, she got back. I missed her. We all started fooling around and stuff. And she's like, "Does my vagina look big?" And I'm like, "What?
What?
We've all heard that.
What?
We've all heard the Eddie Murphy bit. That's the.
What are you even saying? I mean, what do you say to that one? Like, But I'd be calling. Oh my gosh! Yeah. I don't even know what I would say.
We've all heard about the bit with Dexter, you know, the Eddie Murphy bit about.
Oh yeah.
Going to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Oh, why is sad in the Bahamas?
Wah! You're in the Bahamas.
We're just gonna talk, right?
Yeah. That's all we're gonna do is talk. If you guys are comfortable with it. I mean, we can talk about big fish stories. I can talk about catching some super ass salmon in Seattle. And I talk about catching big old trout down here in the river here. But I always like to eat them.
That's like a bourbon contact.
Yeah, everybody's welcome to do whatever they want. But
yeah,
that's our little buddies. They fucking print money, so we put them back.
They print money?
Yeah, the fish do.
Oh. They have
little printers in there.
Bosel's Avon.
When I was fishing in Key West on my buddy's Boston Whaler, we go out and fish for dolphins. We'd hook the bowl, and then we'd just be pulling them in right and left.
But you just leave them on there so they can pack all the other ones.
Yeah, and then we'd take them into the rusty anchors, and we'd get paid.
Whiskey, and then splash
and go. On the other side of the rusty anchor is the restaurant. And so,
I think that's it. So, guys,
I'm doing? Good. I'm out.
You're out?
Can you actually tell us in the open just a second and throw one to go play?
I think so, yeah.
Shop a couple.
Set him with Max to take
no.
Max.
He's loaded up. This guy got so much ganja.
Uh-oh.
Okay, he's got ganja. Watch out.
Yeah, get some rest. What are you trying to run away from home?
There you go.
That's
your
tip.
That's
your cutting out, bro.
I'm on point.
I'm good. All right, I'll look tonight. Thanks for calling.
You have blow.
Later.
I just wanted that for the podcast.
And your name?
Walker
Texas Ranger. Same place called you.
What's up?
Called you out. I'm Kurt Cobain.
Nice.
Your name?
Oh, there's two dogs.
Max.
Eric Stratton.
Max,
my old roommate.
Eric Stratton.
He's up to.
Dagnabbit, silly wabbits.
I think he's up to 26 now. 26 red dogs. Good to see you. Good luck with that.
Rock and roll, buddy.
Put some knee pads on. You'll be good.
Take chances.
But
his
nephew's living there now.
All right, so,
we have
the podcast is Welcome to My Nightmare on Spotify.
Okay. He's up to 26
Kurt and Nicole.
Right now.
So remember Kurt Cobain and Nicole.
26 dogs?
Dogs. Red dogs? You know the red setters?
Is that what it is, baby?
Dogs?
All right.
26.
You like dogs?
I like dogs.
So.
How much?
We just tell a lot of stories about big fish, little fish, snowboarding,
26,
whichever, whatever.
There's two batches of puppies that just.
How was Cooper? I haven't done Cooper this year.
But at the house, there's only one. It's his nephew, who's my roommate now. His nephew has one, of course, because that's a legacy of the family. Red Center.
Because those guys that were there last summer were kind of sad.
Oh, dude.
There you go.
Please, kill me.
Yeah, man.
I had,
that's us.
The one dude? Although the old one, Connor? He's 16 now, and he's fine. The other two died.
Yesterday.
The other two died of cancer and shit.
Dude, I got their podcast right now.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Are we live right now?
Nice.
Alright.
Can you do oh, yeah, sorry.
So I'm getting. Yeah, this podcast.
Good lord.
We're getting yeah. shut
that's
down.
A spicy meatball.
We're getting shut down.
That's a spicy meatball! I like high spicy meatballs on my wife's vagina.
Oh yeah, we were already talking about her big vagina earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can't believe she asked you how big is my vagina.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe something happened down there with some people. I don't know. It's all right, dude. Let her have some fun.
Right? Yeah, right?
She wants to have her fun. That's all right.
I'm like, how big is my dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the response time on
yeah.
it? You know, the response is like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
I don't care that much. I just want to bring
some but,
you guys do this
up. Anyway, we have no fun at all up here.
No, never.
We never have any fun
There's
at all.
There's nothing going on.
No. This guy's putting Cholula on his pizza. I think he's going to be good. And
well, I'm gonna run this over to the shop real quick and I'll be right back.
All right, guys,
I'm drinking this beer.
Are we shutting down the podcast?
That's all good.
Yeah. I gotta bring somebody to slice it.
You gotta hook it up.
Oh, before he goes home, he close home at 5.
Good presence of mind, Steve.
So,
what's up?
Let's talk about your weed, buddy.
Well, it's outdoor.
It's outdoor?
I live in the banana belt, so we grow from April till October.
Alright.
I have 4 different strains going, Finos going right now.
Yeah.
I have
Shanghai, bro, whatever.
What was that? Lilac Diesel? I think that's what that was.
No, it wasn't the Purple Diesel before. Alright.
What?
Yo, let me.
You guys rock and roll.
No, hey, open that canister. Pop that open real quick. Just go like this. Jesus
Christ. Shazam.
I'll sit right here and roll one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to get that high.
Am I going to get in trouble? Am I
going to
get
86? Yeah, the kids' baby chase kid.
Okay. Alright, well, welcome to my nightmare with Kurt and Nicole. And
yeah.
We appreciate
all kinds of input.
All of the banter and fun stuff. And,
well, we're sitting here at Pazos right now. And I got a quarter bag of Lilac Diesel. And I'm about to put it in this here cigar.
Well, we always got to promote Mark. Mark's awesome. And everybody here that works here is awesome.
Say, is Mark here?
You know, Brad's not here either, but we still will promote all of the businesses around because that's one thing we do on Spotify and on Anchor FM and Breakdown. We're on seven different levels right now.
And, opioids?
I don't know what you're talking about. Both.
7 different levels is what you said.
Oh no! 7 different platforms. Seven different platforms. But you can always find it on Spotify. And you'll recognize me and my wife Nicole. And this is what we do. You know, it's fun stuff.
Well, I got a brother named Bert. He sells crack cocaine.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Is he close by?
Where's he at?
I got a brother named Virgil. He sells crack cocaine.
Yeah, hook him up. Where's he at?
I said, brother, you gotta quit. He got rich a long time ago and left behind that sugar cane.
Yeah, well, I used to play in a band. And
you ever heard of this? There's a song called by Adam Carroll. It's called Cane River Blues.
Cane River Blues?
Yep, and it's exact. That's there's a line in that song that says, I got a brother named Virgil, he sells crack cocaine.
All right.
I got a brother named Virgil, he sells crack cocaine. Well, he got rich a long time ago and quit cutting that sugar cane.
Yeah, he started getting crazy. You know? Rich. Yeah, well, I used to play in a band called Strangleweed, and I used to tour with Pantera.
With Pantera, I knew she
had. Yeah, and Dimebag was one of my best friends. And my band took off pretty strong, but Vail was my OG spot.
since 1989, and I used to ride professionally, and my lady was a pro ski racer, and we hooked up after 25 years of knowing each other when I just came back last September, and so we got married. We didn't have a choice. It was like all in the books, man, you know, so it's all good. And that's Nicole over there. Come over here and say something.
Oh, we know each other. Here. Yeah. A while back. What's up, Nikki? Is it Nicole? I've heard you call her.
No, that's the other Nicole that works here is Nikki. I cannot believe Nikki. Cat's name is Nikki. Long time ago. Nick?
He's Walker, Texas Ranger. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a chimney sweep over there. That's the man. See the guy with
the guy that? That's what I was thinking.
That's the man right there.
I was thinking something crazy about him. That's different. I like the hat, though.
That guy's got more money than you shake a stick at.
Really? Maybe I need a new investor. I can build properties. I can build anything.
He's cleaning out the chimneys.
Right now?
No. That's his business. He's about to sell.
Is he? Have you ever cleaned out a chimney before? It's no fun at all. I've had to clean squirrels out of them. I've had to clean a ton of stuff out of them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you charge a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to do it, so that's why you can charge a lot of money for it. And
you charge whatever you want for it.
Yeah. You're so freaking dirty by the time the day's over. You're like, really? I took this guy's seat. But
all right, go on before you get in trouble.
Go on now. Go on, Yoga Book.
Where are you going?
Dude, I'm going to watch it. Listen
to
the podcast.
Yeah, we got you. I'm going to. I will like you up here in a minute. It's all right. We're only on 12 minutes. I'll do a little bit of editing and mix. I don't care how much F words we say because it's an adult program. So, and it's funny as hell. I heard about you telling your story about fishing today. So you went fishing today, right?
Yeah, we all went fishing.
Oh, you guys all went.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think. I thought he was the only one that went.
No, it was colder than a brass monkey's balls out there.
Where'd you guys go?
That's what Max never said. Like,
on Eagle River.
On Eagle, what? Down?
Down towards, like, towards I-70 bridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not past Climbing Rock.
Yeah, but you guys were shore fishing.
Okay.
Yes. Not enough water flow yet.
Yes.
No, I told him, hey. The one guy.
What'd you guys pull today?
All brown trout, some rainbow trout.
All brown, some rainbow.
Yeah.
How big were they?
My guys' fish weren't that big.
Yeah.
Compared to. Well, they were average size. However, this guy, his guys got the biggest fish this week, I think.
So you guys been fishing all week?
Yeah, we're on it.
You guys are on point.
Yep. Kind of what we do.
What time are you guys going out in the morning?
10.
Yeah, like 10, 11.
Yeah, so the warm
up. So it's not too cold.
Yeah, the fish,
they're not going to bite until about that time.
Yeah, because they got to warm up.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
I tell you what, it's good for the soul fishing though. The river is awesome.
I know. I love the river. I'm training right now to get back into raft guiding. And I already do that every year, but I've had enough days on the hill already where I need to train my upper body right now.
You know, it's great. Sun's out, snow's melting, you know what to expect.
Yeah, right?
Sun's out, guns out.
Debauchery.
Debauchery.
And
correct.
General poor decision making.
Yes.
It's coming. It's coming.
Casey knows.
Yes, I do.
Where'd you grow up?
Hey, you
I grew
know
up
what?
Between
we should,
Salt Lake City
and RD
and
should
San
be
Diego.
Active.
Oh, wow.
Po' Boys into Gas House.
You've been here a long time.
Yeah, so this is home base.
That was awesome. Nice.
That's fun. Yeah,
so those guys were impressed with
it. I didn't move here until 605.
Even,
there's
a big guy,
Andy. Yeah, Andy Guy. He's the
home. I grew up in Northern Cal and Truck.
He was
like,
he was confused. Yeah. He's like,
a,
I don't know.
He's a big
Northern Cal, Carmel, and Monterey for me.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
And then up Seattle. He gave us them. We never had anybody do that before.
Yeah, my family's all around. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
And then when I remember we were like, maybe we'll have another cocktail.
Yeah. Not as since Smitty's buying.
Yeah, but it's not as hard as Dallas, Texas.
Their wall.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me on that one.
Most beautiful, like, tuna appetizer.
We did that one for a while, too.
Yeah, it was delightful. Remember, Lindsay was all bent out of shape, and I was like, meet us at the gas house. We're going right now. And she was like, whatever.
No, you
were. And, yeah, we were at the gas house. Yeah.
Marco's Pizza?
No. She thought I was pulling her leg because we were floating. And I said,
we don't know Marco at all.
That's a good stop.
I don't know what the best part is about that. Oh, so my buddy Morgan brought this up the other day, and I think this is a great. You know, Artie's okay, but my friend, I think you might know, it doesn't matter. He suggested that we start calling him Dave. You mean Dave or Dave? Dave.
Dave. Dave.
Dave. Dave.
Did you explain to him about the Artie?
Oh, he already knows the story.
God.
But so, you mean Dave or Dave Dave? Which one? You mean,
oh, wait, Dave. What are our choices?
Dave Dave.
You got Dave Dave, Dave or you got Dave?
Dave, Dave or is it
you got
Dave,
one
Dave,
of the two.
Dave Dave.
I mean, come on, guys.
This is too
long.
Much,
it's a 5-year-old story. Yeah, it's a 5-year-old story.
We're not getting into that one. You'd have to press stop on that.
All right. Well, I can press stop anytime you guys want. Story.
But so. I just remember the.
It's a funny little story about nicknames.
I'm not RD and. And her giving him the. Okay.
What does RD stand for?
Nothing.
That's where the
line gets drawn. Because he'll get pissed.
I'm not getting you guys in a fight.
It's more of a thing.
No. Plus, our kids go to school together.
Oh, they go to school together? How old are your kids?
I don't want to implicate anybody for people that, you know, misunderstand the story.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, my kids.
We got it in context, so.
That story's already been misunderstood. That story's been misunderstood a few times.
The wildly inappropriate nickname we call him by is okay for us, but anyone else could.
Okay.
It can be misconstrued.
Yeah. It has been, actually.
Gotcha. My kids are 18 and 23, and they're both at school. So I get to be daddy program and snowboard my face off and then get to raft the river all summer. And that's not so bad.
Maybe having kids isn't such a bad idea.
You're a male?
Well,
but it is.
I was just... I was with a physical trainer this morning, and she's 2 years younger than me. I'm 48, and she has a 4-year-old. And she's a physical trainer down in Andrews. And she's like, I don't know why I waited this long, and I work out all day long, and then I come home to my 4-year-old.
Don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about it.
The manager's office.
But listen, if you need the ball joints fixed on your trucks, I might be your man.
Yep. I got a great certain joint fitting.
I'm right.
Sir, it's good to meet you.
I'm going
to
take my glasses so I can see that, sir.
Yeah, because you're going to need those readers, and don't let him leave his keys.
Yeah.
Hey, he's leaving his keys. All right, guys, I'm going to shut this one down for the day.
Is that your real name?
Yeah.
It's McLovin.
Open it up, I'll throw the name.
Didn't it say McLovin on it?
McLovin,
yeah. All right, guys. I appreciate you guys joining in. And,
hey, thanks, buddy. Yeah, sorry, we should have started a little bit earlier. We would have.
Yeah, I should have started with you guys a lot earlier, but I was like,
to be on this.
Oh, well, I didn't say your name, so you're good. All right. Everybody, thank you for listening to Welcome My Nightmare with Kurt and Nicole. Kurt and who?
Kurt and Nicole. Should we talk about at random restaurants? Thank you.
Yeah. What are you just trying to get cute going on?
No.
Where are you going now?
going for
us. Using all her friends. No, her eyes are very good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
That's good.
Did you get out of the bird and open all?
I got this podcast
from Burton open. Okay. Get him published. Got the sponsor freaking to agree. And I can do it all. But those guys just had a good podcast.
What did they pay you for that?
We're starting to get sponsorship payments from everywhere we sponsored. I should have done halfway through sponsorship type commercial. And then I paid more. And it's coming through.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's coming through though. But then I gotta edit the music and I gotta make the music on my front. A little bit of shit.
You just put the work in one time though, right? You get paid for it.
Oh, we'll see what happens. It's coming together, that's for sure. It's coming together.
Good luck, brother.
You got money on the banks right now, going for it.